Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelly-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today, I have in studio with me again, Ms. Andrea Aniji Graham, CEO of the Business Development Institute. She's here to talk to us about effective business development and project planning strategies. What are the tasks or processes involved in business development, and why should SMEs make this a priority?
They should make this particular one a priority, and that is starting with the end in mind. Because too many business operators start a business and really have no clue as to what is it they're going to do and where they want to go and what it is going to take to get there. And that is crucial. Just like an architect would look at a level piece of land and they'll know the type of building that is going to be built there, how many rooms where the electrical outlets are going to go and so on. We should have this blueprint for our business. And that is kind of different from the business plan. This is a blueprint that really outlines how the business is going to be operated on a daily basis, what you need to do, what are the benchmarks that you're going to use to know that you would have gotten to the place where you want to go. Because if you don't know how you're going to know how far away you are from your goal and so on. So you start today, but you are looking 5 years into the business, what the business looks like, what is happening, how many people are working with you, how are you producing? And once you would have known that, then you can step forward and start the process of guiding the business in that direction.
Okay, so how can these processes involved in doing this blueprint be integrated to create growth opportunities for SMEs?
Once you decide that you're going to become a business operator, it's really, really necessary to get some form of training. It's even basic business management, because you need to know the functions of management. You're looking at your human resources, sales, your marketing, administration, IT. All of these help to make up your business. And once you know those functions, you know how they're going to operate, who will perform those functions, what is it that they're supposed to do, then you have a blueprint for the business, because you know who is going to take the business, where you want to get it. You know your team members, you know what they're capable of doing. And so you can plan, and you can plan effectively and get your team going.
What do you see as some of the external factors, though, affecting the growth of the small businesses?
The major one is the pest analysis, the political, economical, social and technological aspect of business. These are all external factors. Absolutely nothing that the business owner can do about it. But your business should be so oiled that the elasticity of the business will be able to stretch around all of these things and a business can still function. So you must take the time out to know what is happening politically, not only in Jamaica, but around the world, that will indeed affect your business. And once you know that, then you're able to guide your business along these paths, because you cannot operate oblivious of what is happening in the world, even if you employ only yourself. It's very crucial that you know what is happening so you're able to guide your business and take the time to find out.
What are some of the main strategies and tactics that small business operators can employ to mitigate against these external factors?
The most important one is the fact that it takes cash to care. And you have to plan how money is going to come into your business in spite of all that is happening. So therefore, product development is crucial. Because, you know, in every business, it starts, it grows, it matures, or it dies. It is important that as a business operator, you keep your business growing. You don't even want to get it mature. Because once it gets mature, it will start to decline. So keep the growth process going by adding line extension. What else can I do that is within the line of what I'm doing so that I can keep current on the market? I can have my customers coming back. Because we're living in an era now where people want a one-stop shop for most things. And so they don't want to be running all over the place. So what is it that I'm offering now that I can offer additional services or goods that will help to keep my business in the growth path at all times?
I'm really happy that you spoke about the line extension, because several times on this program, we've spoken about the diversification of businesses and why that is important in order to have different income streams, because there are times when there is a particular product or service and it has a particular season. And so it's good to have the money coming in from different areas.
This is where the blueprint is important in the business, because when you look at your business and you know when your months are going to be weak from when it's going to be vibrant, then you will know what product to add to make sure that you're leveling off at all times.
Absolutely. Thank you again for joining us. We have one more program to do with you, and I'm really looking forward to that. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Ex-Im Bank J8 was a production of the GIS for Ex-Im Bank Jamaica. Ex-Im Bank.